This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Pretty sure this is old. Because the favorite to be the first or the next NFL coach fired should not be Doug Peterson.
Yeah, no, that's not a current list you're looking at there. Yeah,
January 3rd, Doug Peterson is the betting favorite, then Brian Daboll and Antonio Pierce. Brian Daboll survived.
Dead.
Not Antonio Pierce.
No. No.
Is there a parallel? So we were talking about the MVP award and would still love if anybody wanted to get into that conversation. Might not have been what you were thinking of when you woke up today. But, you know, thinking about last year and from time to time, we did talk about Allen's chances of winning and how both Diggs leaving and maybe some Lamar Jackson, not fatigue, I wouldn't say that, but do we really want to, you know, honor him three times? What kind of a year would that have to be? He tested that. Both reasons to think, like, the opportunity was a little bit more there for Allen. And he, of course, did win. Next year may be different. Coach of the Year, Sean McDermott has just never come close to this award. Unless he did when he first got here and they made the playoffs. Maybe he did. I shouldn't say I know he never came close. But these recent years when the Bills have been mostly romping through the AFC East, he doesn't seem to come close to the award. It's like Allen's,
right,
to his credit. And McDermott, you know, finishes. Does he even get votes? I don't know. Like, he's just never, it seems, among the favorites, at least, for that award. Would this be a year where that would change for any reason?
I think if they do the thing they have yet to do, which is have the year that is just like they look, you know, they grab control of the one seed and never relinquish it. 14 wins, something like that. Then I think, despite Allen's presence, then I think maybe you get it. Even though, because the expectations, what undoes a guy like McDermott? I mean, it's not entirely because 13 seconds happened. Although, you know, that leaves a mark. A game like that where you keep a team, you're perceived as keeping your team back from taking a big step like that. I think that is a scarlet letter that shouldn't be forgotten. But, I mean, it's already 5 years ago now. I think if they have that year, that exceeds the expectation, right? For Kansas City here last year. However you get there. Maybe even better for McDermott if Allen has the year Mahomes had last year, right? And there's just not – the offense is sort of scuffling, but they find their way still to being the one seed, kind of in a runaway. Then I think you could maybe see it. But you would need a down year from Allen and an incredible year from the rest of the team, you know, most notably probably the defense, where, you know, he would get the credit for that. Of course, Bean's, you know, acquisitions, the draft, the free agency would all get a lot of attention there. But it would be largely, look at what McDermott did. Allen only threw for 3,300 yards, and the interceptions were back, and like whatever. I think that's a year where, but it that's a very specific set of circumstances. He's not going to surprise anybody. So it's going to take an otherworldly season, I think, for him to get considered coach of the year. A consideration for coach of the year, excuse me.
It's often not defensive coaches either. Mike Vrabel has won. Ron Rivera, would he count as a defensive coach? He was a linebacker.
I think so.
Vrabel was a linebacker. But otherwise, the names don't exactly wow you for this one over the last decade. Rivera has won twice. Jason Garrett.
Oh, boy.
Sean McVay, fine. Matt Nagy.
All right. Really?
Yes, really. NFL Coach of the Year. That's a Trubisky season where they won 12 games and went to the playoffs.
You know what I just did there? When you said Matt Nagy, my brain went Matt LaFleur. Oh, of course. And then you looked at me and I went like, oh, yeah, this is the Bears guy.
This is the Bears guy.
About. This is not the Packers guy.
I believe now is the Chiefs offensive coordinator.
I think that's right.
What a season they had.
Yeah.
On offense. Anyway, John Harbaugh, special teams, Kevin Stefanski, who has won twice. Vrabel, Brian Daboll, and O'Connell last year. That was well-deserved.
Yep.
Kevin O'Connell.
I think so, yep.
I met a guy.
But they all fit a certain script, and it's like you weren't expected to be this good. Mm-hmm. You know, I won't say terrible, but you weren't expected to be this good, and you were, you were this good. Wow, okay, here you go.
We didn't expect that.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's what Jack Adams is.
Right.
You don't have... It's really whatever kind of team you have in hockey, I think it's mostly, we had you down here, you ended up here, so you must have done a great job.
Right.
Oh, your goalie made 93% of the saves? Still.
Yeah.
Because you must have done culture.
We're not idiots. We knew what we were talking about when we had you pegged for 21st in the league. So you must have done such an incredible job of lifting the entire franchise up to make us look wrong that like this is the only way that could have happened. It had to be you.
We could never have been wrong.
No.
I met a guy who told me on Saturday that he bet the Bills to go 17-0.
What kind of numbers do you get on that?
I don't know if he bet an alternate line or every individual game.
Ah, I see.
Because they're as of now, they're favored in every game.
Right.
That may change. I mean, maybe it probably will as the season goes along. But as of the preseason lines, they're favored in every game. And... I don't even know if I want 17-0.
Would that let you?
Is that crazy?
Yeah, probably.
All right, maybe I do then.
Why wouldn't you want 17-0?
Wouldn't we just be like
scared they're going to lose in the playoffs?
Terrified?
Yes, sure. But I'd rather. Let's find out. I want to take it on that ride.
Do you want? Here we go. Do you want the Bills to win all their games?
Right.
Let us know if you want the Bills to win literally every one of the regular season games.
Holy cow.
If they're 16-0,
right.
Does Allen play the finale?
Right. No, he takes one snap and sits down.
Does he?
Yeah, to keep his streak intact, assuming he's played them all prior to that.
The biggest mistake the Bills made last year was beating Kansas City.
How's that now?
Well, if Kansas City was 16-0 going to Denver that final week, what do? They do the same thing? They do what they did? Carson Wentz?
No, they probably
for 17-0?
Right.
Having won two Super Bowls in a row, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, wouldn't they have played that hard?
Probably.
What would you have wanted for them? What would you, as an analyst, what would you have recommended they do? What will you recommend the Bills do. You know what? This show gets a bad rap for negativity. What would you do if you're the Bills and you're 16-0 going into that Jet game? I bet we'd hear some of this. Bulldog is covering his face with his hands right now if you're not watching on the stream. I bet we would hear some of this. It's only the Jets you can win anyway. Trubisky.
Right.
You can beat them anyway. At home. Let's see. What did New England do in its year?
They played. They played against the Giants.
Was that the Giant game?
Yeah.
On the road?
It was a great game. Yeah.
It's a Saturday night.
Yeah, 38-35 or something like that. I have it as a very wild game.
Yeah, I think that's right. I feel like it was an NFL Network Saturday night game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2007.
I think... Oh.
.38-35 is correct.
Wow. All right. Congratulations, brain, for having that piece of useless. Well, no longer useless. It came in handy just now.
It was not useless.
It was just taking up space, and that was its moment. Thanks for being there when you were called on, brain.
If the Bills had not beaten Kansas City, I mean, they did beat them, and they were the 2 seed anyway. As it turns out, it wouldn't have known.
Right, sure.
But were we talking in December about motivation? The division was over December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to keep pushing here? Or do you want to? I mean, you were always like one win and Chiefs loss away from getting there.
Right.
They just never gave you that loss
until
it was too late
because
of the Rams loss.
I think you have to go for history.
I like that.
I think if you have almost in any case, I am going to defer to resting. But you've got a chance to do something that's only been done one time, and you will have rest once you get through that game because you will have the bye. Now, I know 2 weeks off would be better than one. And certainly, God forbid, the unthinkable happens to anyone, let alone the most important people in the game that you're playing that you don't technically, well, not even technically, you don't need it. You need it because you want it for history. You do not need it for your season, for any of your, everything is the same if you lose that game. But the history piece is so big, I think. And in this era, I mean, it's 1972. There were like 3 good teams. It's just a very different landscape now. I know there were more.
And so you're not counting the Patriots because they lost the championship.
They didn't have the perfect season. They lost that game, yeah.
David Tyree.
So, no, I don't happen to think that if you're 17-0, that makes it more likely that you're going to lose game 18, 19, or 20. They just keep playing. So it's really about health and injuries, and I don't know. I mean, I think I'm sitting here today in May, and I want – or excuse me, June, first show in June. It's June, and I want to say that I would want to keep going.
Welcome, June.
I would want history, I think.
What if the Jets need it to get in? Does that matter? No, well, you're saying play your guys, so that wouldn't matter.
Right.
You're already playing your guys. What would McDermott do?
But would I want the Jets in the playoff field instead of, you know, who are they keeping out if they get in? That's worth considering.
Denver. What if it's Denver?
Yeah.
How far can I take this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can I take it any farther than I've taken it? If the Bills win the opener against Baltimore, well, you know, I can hear Sal, who's already talking like this. Right when the schedule came out, he started talking like this. Like, if you look first half of the season, Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons, bye week, Panthers. That's 7 games. If they beat Baltimore and especially look good doing it, which they probably will have to beat Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this is premature.
It's going to be there.
That'll be premature September 8th. This is June 2nd.
Yeah.
Is it premature on June 2nd? Some might say it is. It's fun. Then it's Kansas City to try to go to 8-0. Maybe Kansas City's like a 6-2 or something, and it's a big game. It's not about undefeated.
Right.
It's about big.
Right.
At Miami, Tampa, Houston, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. Cincinnati, 12-0.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes our arch nemesis, our actual arch, a team that they don't beat in the regular season every year, like Chiefs, but the Bengals. Ooh, Bengals are going to want that game. New England, Cleveland.
I'm cruising.
Philadelphia.
This season's going to be cake.
And then the question.
I don't know. What about you?
I agree. I would go for it. Because that's the most interesting option.
Yeah.
I don't know that Sean McDermott would. Because, I mean, I'm not even sure he can. If you asked him now, if you got him to sit with this question now, which would be very hard, probably.
Yes.
For him to take this question now, I think he would be like, buddy, we have not won a championship yet. We haven't even been yet. The franchise has never won one. Everything is about that. Don't give me this 16-0 question. I'm doing whatever it is I think is best for a championship. And unless he has changed his mind, they haven't gotten there, so mm-hmm. I'm not saying like this has worked perfectly.
Right.
Necessarily, but Allen is going to play one play to keep his streak alive, and then we're getting out of here. I mean, I would think, I believe Sean McDermott cares about the historical stuff. I think he, you know, any sort of real fan does. But how can you justify, from the standpoint of best interests of the team, making that choice just based on being undefeated?
Easy answer, momentum. I don't know.
Like, they've won their playoff game every year of this since 2020. And, you know, to varying degrees, they couldn't in 23. They had to win. But other years, the last game hasn't meant anything.
Right.
And we've seen what happened. Allen mostly sits.
Yeah, but again, that's not a perfect record.
That's right. That's the difference.
That is the big difference. I don't know. I think you're probably right. That he isn't emotional about it at all, which I think could be challenging, and just measured and just, right, we're all set. Whew, man, it's tough.
You want this?
It's tough.
I want this.
That is tough.
Lose the first one, get it over with.
Lose the ball, remove the question entirely. Realm of possibility.
Anthony is with us. Hello.
Wow. Yeah. Hey guys, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks.
Good. Good. I'm sitting all my players if I can, even if it's a chance at a single moment in history. We've never won the Super Bowl. I think we got to give our best shot to win it, so that means sit people, even if we're 16-0, about to go 17-0, play Allen one play and sit him the rest of the game. He doesn't need to get hurt. Saquon Barkley came for the single season rushing record, and he himself actually sat himself out because he wanted to win that Super Bowl. And, you know, the Eagles offense was very top notch, but he was the engine that powered them. If he went out, I don't know if they're making that Super Bowl. Just wanted to bring that point up.
Sure.
So appreciate it, guys.
That's a good point. Barkley was 100 or so yards away, and he didn't play, right?
Right.
That's a good point. Thanks, Anthony. Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. What would Kansas City, now it's in hindsight, so, but we talked about this at the time. They were, what, 12-0 coming here last year? Ish?
10. I have 10, 10 in my head, but I can look quick enough. Unless you are beating me to it. You got it already? All right.
Or no, I don't. You don't got it. Mike, you don't got it.
Good job, Mike.
It was week 11, and the Chiefs were 9-0. They had an earlier bye, so they were 9-0.
Right. Okay.
A lot of the season still left before to be thinking about 17-0.
Sure.
But, you know, they were more than halfway there.
Yep.
And they did win every other game, and it looked pretty easy on paper before the loss in Denver where they sat everybody. They lost that game 38-0 and had 98 total yards
I don't think they really put their level best foot forward that day.
98 total yards. How do you even do that?
I mean, Denver's defense.
That could have been the lowest output in the NFL last year. I might guess that it was. 98 total yards for a game. I mean, break a run and you got most of that. Just break one run. Parentheses one. But is part of they didn't win the Super Bowl, and that would mute this mostly, if not entirely. But aren't you used to hearing, you know, how it's good to lose a game?
Yes. No, that's that absolutely there's the don't get anybody hurt point, but there is also the just purely just get it out of the way. I don't want to be perfect going into a divisional round game at home. I don't even care who it's against. I think a lot of fans would feel that way. And I get that. I just don't subscribe to it.
I'm going to ask Alex Gold if he knows or has an opinion on what the Chiefs would have done in Denver had they been 16-0 instead of 15-1. Because they had it clinched. They were two games ahead of the Bills going into that 17 or week 18.
Right.
So they had nothing to play for there, and they got killed. The Bills hilariously lost to New England, which cost New England the first overall pick that they very well might have used on the same guy they took at four. I don't know. Maybe not. No, they wouldn't have. Come on. They would have picked Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter, but not Cam Ward if they'd kept the pick.
Right. Absolutely not. Right.
Here's Jim next. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
Sure thing.
Yeah. So I thought here, the hypothetical we're talking about right now is, you know, what the coach would kind of say if he was sitting down. I mean, none of us really know what's going through his head, and they're competitors, and, you know, they'll probably, you know, give you all the speak that you said before. But, I mean, for me, if I was the coach, or maybe even if I was him, I'm thinking you let the culture in the room decide that. That's a pivotal moment, and all those guys want to play, and, you know, they're all competitors. They all care. The ultimate goal is to win a championship, but maybe that sentiment changes with the gravity of that moment, right? Especially if you got momentum in that locker room.
Well, I like how you're thinking. I think this is where, a few different ways to put this come to mind, and none of them are exactly how I want to say it, but I think you need the coach to be the leader at that point. Like that, I'm in favor of playing, but I don't think I can let the consensus of 53 or 60 dudes decide, because they're going to have different agendas. The coach should be the one who can steer that ship. And he should take their feelings into account, especially the leadership group. But even then, as much as I would want to go for it, I think the coach has to be the adult in the room.
I totally agree. I respect the idea, too, but I totally agree. If I'm a player on that team, I go, isn't this your job?
Right.
To decide? Like, isn't this your job?
Yeah.
If I have a sore shoulder, maybe I sit. Anybody who's got something physical, then they maybe sit.
This is
period.
Grady Little coming out to the mound to get Pedro in 03 and leaving him in. Like, no, your job is to take me out. I'm done. I'm not going to tell you I'm done because I'm Pedro freaking Martinez, but I'm done. You be a man, walk out here with your big boots on and take me out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No, I'm staying in. Well, there goes the ball game. Thanks.
Sorry. I mean, it didn't exactly, you know, get away, totally away. Oh, yes, fair point. Good comparison. 803-0550, we are talking about whether the Bills would play their starters in a Week 18 game if they were 16-0. Oh, you have a better idea?
It's June.
You have a better idea?
It's the first show of June.
June should intentionally be every day wackadoo hypotheticals. That's what June should be all about. That's the June brand. By end of July, they're on the field. They're on the field tomorrow, and Sal will be with us to tell us what he saw and heard. There'll be media tomorrow. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here, back after the update. This is WGR. Welcome back. We have had a fun day talking about the 2025 NFL MVP outlook. Talked some nudity. A listener did say that family meant family, by the way, on the Ponderosa Resort.
Oh.
Someone say, claiming to be familiar with the facility.
Okay.
Family means family. Interesting. Also, golf versus Guelph. We didn't really play golf versus Guelph.
No, it's just merely a fun little wordplay.
That's had. Right. I went to Guelph for most of the weekend. Bulldog played two rounds of golf. Two more. Continuing his trend of playing constantly.
Does that count for the week? I mean, it was before the show Friday. I mean, I feel like I'm gratuitously attaching that to the weekend.
But tomorrow and Wednesday.
I was offered an opportunity to play on Saturday and went, no, I just played on Friday and I'm playing on Sunday and 3 days in a row. Like, no, I'm not the guy to bring with you on the golf trip where you play 36, 36, and 18 and then drive home. I don't think I'm getting 36 and then it the next day might be tough.
Man, you make a point right there.
I just can't.
That used to be maybe my absolute dream day would be. I mean, I played 36 holes lots of times in Rochester mostly because I worked mornings. So that was doable.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Let's go back out. If you had like a hookup or something, let's go back out.
Right.
Never did the trip like that exactly, but still like, oh, I used to fantasize about that. Now the thought absolutely makes me shudder. When I played golf last Monday or 2 Mondays ago, by 15, if not earlier, I was shot. Like I just done.
That was like scramble. Like that's a longer day, probably, right?
It really wasn't.
I don't.
You're also not hitting as many shots.
That's right. I don't. And you're in a cart. I mean, I walk. Although I think my outing Wednesday will be a cart, but I don't get tired in that way. But the next day, I feel like you know, the walking and all the hitting and all the just like
hitting.
The only way I would get through it is to start, you know, drinking and like that. That's not going to end well.
That doesn't make the next day any easier.
No,
I see.
No.
Here's Rick with us. Hi, Rick.
Hey guys, I'm going to make a quick point because I'm in my car. You caught me going into a car wash.
Uh-oh.
I'm down with losing one game, but think about it. If we didn't lose a game, we'd be swiping it from Miami, which would be amazing, right?
Yes.
I kind of want to know if you can keep the connection through the car wash. How close are you to going in?
Well, stay with me because I'm in the middle.
you're in it.
Yeah, the connection.
Okay.
I'm in the car wash.
You're
right
just
now.
sitting pretty in neutral with the foam and the purple lights.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm so envious.
All the lights are going.
I tried to stop on my way here today, and the line was too long, and I just turned around and came out. It's just like, I don't have time.
Yeah, I choose the no tire shine because I have a white car, and it splatters all over. So
oh, I see.
I choose no tire shine. So.
I think, Rick, you have done something important here. You have established that the car wash is not a hindrance.
Yes.
Exactly.
I think you've done something
just because
here.
The radio fades out in there doesn't mean the phone will, I guess is maybe what we learned here. Because the radio definitely fades out when you go in there.
Yeah, that's right. Good job, Rick. All right. I'm going to lose you. I'll keep this quick. No, you don't need.
Take your time. Taking it from Miami. I mean, I like that. I think I would still want it anyway, if the Rams had this record. But Miami's is definitely tastier because every year when the last undefeated team loses a game, the champagne and the whole thing for them. I mean, just cut it out.
That doesn't bother me. I wish I could have something like that where every year
we do with the Sabres missing the playoffs.
We toast to that. I have not been included in that ceremony.
No, it's not been a joyous occasion.
You're not taking it for Miami either. You're just sort of you're joining their fleet,
but you're doing it better than they did it because they had 14 games and then three playoff games, right? A divisional round, a championship game, and a Super Bowl. So, you know, they got to 17. I'm winning 17 just in the regular season, buddy.
I'll give you the Miami rebuttal if you need it to that point. Because it's really the same rebuttal that those guys have always used when people talk them down as not like a classically great team. They had close games or an easy schedule or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that we did everything we were asked.
Sure.
And no one else has ever done that. So, you know, we didn't play 20 games. They didn't let us. My fault.
All right.
I'm Larry Zonka here.
So I think
that's not my fault.
But So I win my 17 and then I win three more and I've got 20. 20 is three more than 17.
Oh.
What I did.
Let the rivalry commence.
What I did is better. Right? It is. Thank you for coming.
You know, that'd be fun on, like, pardon the interruption, the next day after that Bills Super Bowl win for 20-0 until Dallas fires its coach, and then we talk about that instead. We're moving on. The Cowboys need a new trainer. Steve is next. Hello, Steve.
Oh, hey, guys. Tough act to follow with the car wash guy.
Car wash guy, yeah.
I agree that the 17... If you got a chance to win it, you have to. And I think something that historical to then go on and go all the way almost kind of erases that whole era of the Super Bowl losses where it's like that this accomplishment would be so great that it would outshine some of those defeats. Beside the fact of I do think doing it now would be better, would be a little bit of a one-up on Miami, but it would just kind of take the stain from those Super Bowl years away. That's my point.
I hear that. What you've done is rewrite the reputation a little bit from, to whatever extent you care or it matters, from like a team that's known for losing, say what you want about that, but I think that that's fair enough,
mm-hmm.
to the greatest season ever told. Yeah, that'd be good.
That's a pretty good swing.
The topic is, by the way, What are these guys talking about right now? There's a car wash involved. What are they talking about? If the Bills got to 16-0, and believe me, they have not endorsed this topic today. The Bills have not, I can say it for them, do not endorse a discussion about being 16-0.
And how they would handle that come January.
The Ravens actually had the idea and called in with this idea. Why don't you guys talk about winning every game? If they were 16-0, what would you do in week 18 against the Jets? I know the math is weird there, but that's how football is.
I just love the thought. Like, you know, like I don't engage in it, but it's impossible, at least for me anyway, to avoid the shrapnel of the fan wars. And 2 years running with Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen being in the running for MVP, they're both contending teams, they're both in Kansas City's shadow, a lot of similarities. The fan bases have been at it, right? I need right now for there to become a thing already. Like, the radio show in Buffalo is talking about going undefeated.
Yes.
They're overlooking the Ravens in week one. Please, someone bring this to me.
Yes.
whatever needs to happen. There's tag somebody on Twitter. I can't think of the guy's name. There's a guy that everybody was after last year from there. You tag him. Rope him into this. We're talking about let's
You're go. Asking for this.
Not really. Please don't do any of this.
Which team between the Bills and the Ravens would you sooner expect to go 17-0 and then lose in the second round? That's easy. Baltimore. CJ is next. Hello.
Hey, I got a quick question. Do you think the Bills are being cheap, so to speak? And I'll tell you what I mean when I say that. We seem like we're all in with Stephon Diggs at first. Like, hey, we got our quarterback. We got a wide receiver. We're all go. Our defense, we still have both safeties. We're looking pretty good. It didn't work that time or for that stint. But for this stint, it seems like it works what they're doing for longevity. But when you're at the door and you're constantly kicking at the back door and you're – only star, we don't know if Cook is coming back, is Josh Allen. Why would you not push harder for, I don't know, for example, a DK Metcalf? I know he said he you know, we spent on Palmer, you know, that's the GM's, that's my guy right now. But when you're this close, it seems like you're comfortable where you are, and it's like, I hope Josh Allen does it, but if he does it, we'll try again next year. You seem complacent, so to speak, if that makes sense.
CJ. You dare to take us off of the most fun topic ever, which is what would you do in week 18?
To talk about whether there's enough receivers.
To talk about whether they should have traded for DK Metcalf, who was traded 2 months ago? CJ.
I do apologize for
my guy. I mean, just... I don't know. I don't think of the Bills as cheap.
I don't think it's cheap at all. I think they believe it. I think they that's to say it's unassailable, that it has to be correct. But... I mean, did you listen to the GM when he called the day after the draft? 30 points a game. They believe it. I mean, they're spending the money. It's just they haven't invested it in a receiver. I think they feel like they're better off spending it on edge rushers. I'm not being jerky when I'm saying that's what they're doing.
They spent money at receiver, but on guys that you really – it's not necessarily easy to buy it.
And it's not, because it's not at the elite.
The Metcalf
level. It's not at the $30 million threshold. I mean, it's nowhere near it.
I would like for my team to have the guy that I can count on when it matters at receiver. That was Diggs to a point in the playoffs. It came to be that he was not as reliable. And I think that probably contributed to the discord. From their side of things, other guys, AJ Brown, you can name the same names. Those teams are more dangerous to me. But the Bills kind of have scoreboard on this from last year, unless you hold the 32-29 loss to Kansas City against them. Thank you, CJ. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this. This is WGR. Welcome back. We're reachable, 803-0550. Where is Amari Cooper's deal? I just saw an Ian Harditz graphic using ESPN open score metric for receivers and how his number in terms of separation has plummeted from 3 years ago to 2 years ago to last year. I feel like people are sort of onto that. But is he going to play?
Maybe not.
Doesn't he go to camp with somebody? Or is it maybe only on a level where it'd be a tryout and it wouldn't be worth it for him?
I wonder. It seems possible that given that stat you just referenced, you know, the regular counting stats were not impressive either, largely probably due to that. Maybe word is out. He's washed. Maybe he knows it. Like, maybe he knows he's lost something and doesn't want to go through the rigors of trying to prove himself to somebody. If he can't walk in as like a, you know, it's Amari Cooper, you know, like the way I sounded when they traded for him. Okay, there's a number one receiver. That's a long drop from that to, come on and see, maybe you're Chase Claypool. Like, that's a big space. Maybe emotionally and mentally to get over.
I think what could be kind of funny to think about is if, say, Amari Cooper was traded by the Browns to, like, the Texans. Diggs goes out, and Houston makes the trade the Bills make. And he does the same thing. They go to the playoffs. It's not really happening. But, you know, he had this wrist injury.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't maybe he be somebody we would have been talking about for the last few months, like, to go get? And I'm sure there are Bills fans that still want them to sign him.
It's possible. We'd probably still be mentioning these different metrics that indicate a struggle. But having not had him here yet, yeah, I could see me going, come on. This is a guy that's produced a lot. One down year, Houston, what have they proven? You know, whatever. The offensive line, Stroud's not, you know, unassailably great or anything. There'd be a lot of ways you could talk yourself into it. Yeah, and I'm admitting I'd probably would be susceptible to some of it.
He was born on the day of the O.J. chase.
Really?
Did you know? June 17th, 1994. You ever watch the 30 for 30 on that date? I think that's the title of the movie.
I did. If it's the same thing, I know I watched an ESPN production about that was maybe more than one part.
Oh, not this then.
Okay. I've watched documentaries on that. So I don't know if I've seen the 30 for 30 specifically, but I want to say yes. I don't think I would have not watched it.
Mm-hmm. I watched it last night.
Go on.
I did. I watched it last night. June 17th is the Rangers parade. Okay. The Knicks Rockets game 5 NBA finals. Okay. Remember being at my job and having that on, and also the O.J. chase. Right. The O.J. chase, okay. Like, a lot. And the movie also includes Arnold Palmer's last ever U.S. Open round at Oakmont. Open is there this year, by the way, and that's like his home course, kind of. And it just, every time they kind of go over here, over there with the four stories juxtaposed together, they would go to the Arnold Palmer one, and I just didn't really get it. Like, it was just Arnold Palmer duffing chips and missing putts and getting cheered.
Yeah.
He shot 81 that day. But I don't know, like the highlights they picked almost looked like they were mocking him because like it wasn't, it's just, he chips it and it goes 30 feet by. Oh.
I appreciate that OJ. Obviously it's factually accurate that these events all happened at the same time, but I've never, ever one time in my entire life, I've never watched this show then because I would remember them jamming Arnold Palmer into it.
He definitely jammed Arnold Palmer.
The way it feels right now is like, whose call was that?
I know. Like, just it's not
the Arnold Palmer lemonade people. Like, who made that happen? Because that, I've never ever talked. You talk about the OJ thing. If it's the chase, the murders, OJ, the Rockets and the Knicks. I know the Rangers, but like I don't even think about that because for me the chase is all. I was also at work that Friday night at the pizza place, and I mean it was an incredible night to be with a constantly changing set of characters, right? People in and out working there, people in and out coming in to pick up food and eat and whatever, and just this incredible event was taking place while the basketball game was on.
Yeah, the OJ, like he's the whole day. The chase is later, and it was long drawn out, you know, into the night. But it's also in the morning when he doesn't show up and they can't find him. And you've got that police officer, that detective.
Furman?
No, he didn't do the press conference. David Gascon, I think is his name. Okay. He's like, right now we are actively looking for Mr. Simpson. Like, okay. I mean, that was maybe like noon or something. Maybe noon Pacific. But anyways, it was like OJ was like the whole day.
Right.
The Rangers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Who cares? The Knicks game was massive.
Yeah.
And Arnold Palmer. What?
Yeah, no, that does not work for me at all.
No, maybe at the time that was like a huge deal.
I wonder what I've obviously there's been a lot of pieces produced about that, you know, that day and that event in our history. And so I wonder what I watched. But what I watched was really powerful.
The Friday is, like, they can't find him. And then you go to Robert Kardashian literally reading what appears to be O.J. Simpson's suicide note. You know, I've done the best I can kind of vibe, right? Mm-hmm. I've said goodbye to my kids. He says in the car, I already said goodbye to my kids. Like, he's ending it.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Bronco and that ride. I mean, that's legendary stuff.
What is the name of this thing you watched exactly?
June 17th, 1994.
Okay.
By the way, this is an Amari Cooper tweet.
Okay.
He was born on that day.
I think what the title of the production that I've watched that was maybe multi-parts was O.J. Made in America.
Yeah, that's five parts. Excellent.
I think it was made by ESPN. Or like, I saw it on ESPN.
Yes. So. You're right. It's within the same under the same umbrella.
Right. Okay.
You're right. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I watched that last night, too.
All five episodes?
No, just part three I was on. Okay. Wherever I was left off from the last time I watched it. I don't know. It was in that mood, I guess. I don't know. Your thoughts on that? 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after the update here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.